This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Peltas. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for global solidarity with Africa as an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic. He says international action is needed to help strengthen its healthcare systems and food supply and to avoid a financial crisis. Guterres said Wednesday he commends African countries and the African Union for acting quickly to enforce quarantines and border closures and to rely on regional cooperation to try to stop the spread of the virus. The largest numbers of confirmed cases in Africa are in South Africa, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, and Nigeria. Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen said Wednesday her government wants dialogue with China but cannot accept its proposal for one country, two systems. In a speech after being sworn in for her second and final term in office, Tsai said relations between Taiwan and China had reached an historical turning point. She said both sides have a duty to find a way to coexist over the long term and prevent the intensification of antagonism and differences. China has stepped up its military drills near Taiwan since Tsai's re-election in January. Wall Street's main indexes surged Wednesday and the Nasdaq hit a three-month high. Investors cling to hope of a recovery from a coronavirus-fueled slump. The three U.S. indexes have rallied more than 30% from March lows. Gains have been capped this month as traders digest mixed headlines on a possible coronavirus vaccine. European markets were sluggish at midday, while most Asian markets ended their trading sessions higher. This is VOA News. More than 5 million eligible voters, rather, in the East African nation of Burundi are heading to the polls Wednesday. They will choose a successor to longtime president Pierre Nkurunziza. Nkurunziza is stepping down after 15 years in office, the last five marked by violent upheaval after his disputed bid for a third term forced over 300,000 Burundians to flee the impoverished country. A UN investigation determined that hundreds of people killed during the unrest were targeted by government forces, a charge Burundi has denied. Seven candidates are running for the chance to succeed him. No international election monitors are in Burundi to oversee the vote after the government said any foreigners would face a 14-day quarantine. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday that marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The government also